Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We have heard about a certain mail order company who have been really annoying some of you. We get occasional emails from time to time, and sometimes it's like internet providers, sometimes it's phone companies. In this occasion, it's a mail order company. Particularly Mark in Gillingham, he's been going off about this on the email. He ordered a shirt from them, never arrived. So he emailed them, nothing. And then he called them, and he was kept on hold for absolutely ages and ages and ages. Then eventually spoke to someone who was really rude, and they said they'd call him back. Never called him back. So he called up again, and again was on hold for ages and ages. Now, he finally got his shirt yesterday, which is months after ordering it. It's probably out of fashion by now, to be honest. So this company have wasted a lot of Mark's time, so we thought, let's waste a bit of their time. So the on-hold game is back on Radio 1 at 5:17. Can you time this, please?
Yeah, the one that doesn't speak has given me his touch screen stopwatch on his phone. So I've got this.
He's changed.
He also has a calculator on his watch and everything.
He's moved on in technology, hasn't he?
He
used to have one of those phones that you could open a door with. Like a massive aerial on
so
it.
That was only like two months ago, and now
he's got touchscreen.
I am poised and ready with his touchscreen stopwatch.
Time it then. How long can we keep this mail order company on hold for? Okay? Starting as soon as he picks up the phone. Go.
Mark speaking, how can I help?
Hello. I'd like to place an order if possible.
Have you shopped with us before?
I haven't noticed. This is my first time.
And what's the catalogue number of the item you're looking for?
I don't actually have the catalogue number, I just found them online.
Okay, what was the item?
It's the Wave Shake Sandal, mahogany.
The Wave Shake Sandal. Okay, just bear with me a moment, sir. Just find it on the computer for you. Okay, so I found that item for you. Which size did you want that in?
Size 10.
Size 10, okay.
Can you just hold on a second?
Yes, certainly.
Right, so he's on hold now.
Uh-huh.
Bit of Mika on hold.
Nice.
They sound like amazing sandals, don't they?
They do.
Man-made sole. Leather uppers. Right, the idea is how long we can keep it on hold for. So how long have we been going so far?
1:09.
Okay. Let's talk to him again, this time using our handy voice changer that Moyles sometimes uses.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sorry about that.
It's quite all right.
Can you tell me a bit more about the sandal?
Yes, certainly. They're man-made sole, they've got leather uppers, they come in mahogany colour, and you can get those in a size 6 to 12.
Can I just ask?
Yes.
Do you think the ladies will like these?
Well, the ladies like them. Yeah, I think they're quite a fashionable shoes there, so I think they'll enjoy them.
Do you think?
Yes, I think they'll like them an awful lot.
I don't have much luck with the ladies. Can you hang on a second?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
That was really awkward, wasn't it? He didn't know what to say when I said I have no luck.
He didn't. He just left a big pause.
How long now?
We're now on 2:09.
Very nice man, though.
He's very pleasant.
The ladies will enjoy them. Right, let's talk to him again, on a different setting this time.
Hello.
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 Hello there, is this about the Wave sandals?
Pardon?
Is this still about the Wave sandals?
Yes.
Yeah, can I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
You just spoke to me a few minutes ago.
Right. Are you okay?
You know these sandals?
Yes.
Does Amy Winehouse wear ones like these?
Does who, sorry?
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse.
You know her, don't you?
I don't know her, unfortunately. No, I've
You've
never
heard
met
of her.
Her,
though?
Oh, I've heard of her, yes. She's the...
They're trying to make me go to rehab, and I
I have heard of her, yes.
Join in with me.
Sorry?
Join in with me.
Join in with you, okay. I don't know if I can do that in the office. I might get in trouble.
Come on.
I might get in trouble with my boss, unfortunately. So
try it.
I don't...
They try to make me go to rehab. Join in. No. See, it's fun.
That was an awful lot of fun, sir.
Can you hold on a minute?
Yeah, sure.
I like you in that voice.
I can't believe he sang along. How long now?
3:50.
God, he's never going to hang up, is he?
He's very polite.
He wants this sale so much. He wants to sell the sandals. Right, there's only one thing for it. This is cruel. Cruel, but had to be done.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm gagging for one, I can tell you.
Sorry?
Hello, this is Dave Pearce.
Hello.
Oh, I'm gagging for one, I can tell you.
Right, see? Dave Pearce. Hangs up.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1.
How long?
4:20.
Yes.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
What were you just on about, Laura?
Right, I've just got this email from one of my ex-boyfriends from Glasgow.
Okay, which one?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
Okay, and he's moving in with his girlfriend, Laura.
Okay.
And
was he in the diary, this guy?
No.
Right. Can he only go out with people called Laura?
Well, this is the thing, Chopper, because the first girl he went out with when I met him, he stopped going out with her. She was called Laura, and then he went out with me, Laura number two.
Did he dump Laura number one for Laura number two,
yeah.
i.e. you?
Yeah.
You. House wrecker.
And then I dumped him. Then
yeah,
he started.
Yeah. Sorry.
Then he started going out with Laura number three.
Okay.
Then I snogged him again, back to Laura number two.
Are you still Laura number two, even though you snogged him after Laura number three?
Yeah.
Right.
And now he's going out with Laura number four and moving in with her.
That's weird. So all of his girlfriends ever, have been called Laura?
Well, not ever, but I think all of the major ones within the last few years have been called Laura.
Sounds like Laura number one was probably the love of his life, and he's trying to... None of the rest of you have reached her standard. No offence.
No one else is quite matched
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Oh, I have another Laura, and it might be the same as Laura number one. But it never happened.
I just think, do you think he does it on purpose?
Probably not.
You know, on a pure base level, it makes things quite easy for him, doesn't it?
Why?
Is it because...
You're never going to get your name wrong, are you?
In the throes. Do you know what I mean? Oh, Laura. Oh, I got it right again.
Recycle Valentine's cards, all sorts of things.
It's cheap and effective.
Yeah. Good for him, I say.
Podcast.
Radio 1.
How was last night?
Oh, the lottery.
I watched.
Did you?
I thought you looked slim and tanned, which is the most important thing, isn't it?
That's very kind of you, yeah.
There were a few other things that I noticed, though.
What, like mistakes?
Well, kind of. But I feel like I should point them out so that we can improve. For example, I'd like to know who Adam is.
We'll start with the Thunderball results. Earlier tonight, the National Lottery draw team, you can see them working hard up there in Mission Control, carried out the Thunderball draw along with an independent adjudicator. Alan, has the all-important results.
See, I rehearsed that lots of times, but, I called him Adam.
You did correct yourself, though, didn't you?
I did. Yes, I did.
Alan, has the all-important results.
How? Listen to the sigh, then.
Just play again. Just see how seriously he takes it with the big sigh.
Just because I called him Adam instead of Alan.
Alan, has the all-important results.
Oh. Now, we all make mistakes, and I think when you do make a mistake, you correct yourself, and everybody should just move on.
And on a live show, you move on, don't you?
No, you've all been there. Alan/Adam takes it a bit seriously, doesn't he?
Let's release those midweek balls. I'm still trying to work out who Adam is.
Yeah, that was a good minute after I called him, Adam.
He was still banging on about it. Banging on and on about it. One tiny slip of the tongue.
I'd like to say, Alan, I'm sorry for calling you Adam.
Does he take it a bit seriously?
Hmm?
Does he take it a bit seriously?
He's the voice of the actual balls.
course
but,
he takes
but it. He thinks it's very important, doesn't he?
It is important.
Okay.
It's a national event, Mark.
But you kind of... I know it's a national event. You kind of moved on, though, from Adam Stroke Allen, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I got bored of him and started flirting with Louise again.
Exactly.
Good evening, Drawmaster Louise.
Good evening,
Scott. How are you? All right?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, at this point, I thought there was nice chemistry there, but then Adam Stroke Allen... decides that he wants a little bit of the action, so starts flirting with you.
Louise, are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Once again, good luck, everybody.
Here we go. Nice shirt. And the first one. He's right there, look, he's number 8.
Do you think Adam felt that he was, like, missing out a little
bit? I think, yeah. Nice shirt.
Nice shirt.
Does this mean that there's kind of some, like... National Lottery love triangle going on between you, Louise, and Alan?
Me, Drawmaster Louise, and Adam?
Yeah. Is there? Do you all, like, you know, go backstage afterwards and release the balls privately?
No, we don't. Scott Mills.
Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, it's Maddie.
Hello, Maddie. Where are you today?
I'm in Tunbridge.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, you were just talking about the boyfriend thing. Well, my friend, she's going out with a boy, and he seems to only be dating girls with flowers as their names.
Really?
So what's your friend called?
Well, my friend's called Poppy, and his previous two friends, girlfriends, have been called Daisy and Rose.
This is after we found out that one of Laura's exes only dates people who are called Laura. He's on his fourth now. So it's Poppy and Rose and Daisy so far, yeah?
Yeah.
And how long has he been going out with Poppy?
4 months.
Okay, if that doesn't last, we have a tulip here.
He might be interested in.
He wants to have a go.
Right. If it all goes wrong, Maddie, tell him we've got a tulip, all right?
All right.
Okay. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.